They say that you should never fool around at work, and that a woman can always tell when her man is unfaithful. But I call bullshit. Most women don't have a clue what their men are up to. And fooling around at work is always hot, especially if it's with a coworker's husband. I can vouch for that from experience. I've been fucking my colleague Ashley's hubby Chris for a while now, and he's not the first. There's always been some chemistry between us. Even Ashley recognized it, telling us to get a room on more than one occasion. I've always made a point of talking to him when I see him, chatting and flirting and just being my usual playful, teasing self. Always greeting him with a big hug and a smile. Always making sure to squish my boobs up against him and throw in a dirty joke or suggestive comment or two. And enjoying him always giving as good as he gets. Things got a little spicier with him as we got to know one another. And I had fun winding him up, joking around, teasing him. Ash has always known that I'm a flirt. She just never suspected that I might actually make a move on her hubby, or that he might be receptive to it. I guess it all started a few months ago now. It was a holiday weekend, and Ashley and I had to work late that Friday sorting out someone else's fuck-up before we could leave. She'd been texting Chris on and off all evening, letting him know that she wouldn't be back in time for their date night, that the two of us were probably going to be stuck there until well after midnight, and he shouldn't bother waiting up for her. He ended up surprising us at the office, bringing takeout food for the three of us from Ash's favorite restaurant so that they could at least spend their date night together, even if it wasn't how they'd planned. It was a really sweet thing to do. And honestly, I could have kissed him. I was tired, hungry, and in desperate need of a break. Ash was still busy printing things off and making scans when he showed up. So I ducked back to the copy room to let her know that he'd brought dinner for the three of us. And she told me that she'd be out in 10 after she'd finished what she was doing and that we shouldn't wait for her. So we didn't. I sat on my desk, facing Chris as he took the seat opposite me, both of us eating from the cartons rather than fetching plates from the break room. The food tasted amazing, and I was moaning my approval as soon as the first mouthful was between my lips, calling him a lifesaver and saying that Ashley was a lucky woman to have such a thoughtful husband. I joked that he deserved a blowjob for doing this, and he chuckled and asked me to tell Ashley that before he left. I promised him that I would, teasing between mouthfuls that he should let me know if she doesn't follow through, because I'd be happy to give him one myself to say thank you. He grinned and bantered back, warning me to be careful, as he just might have to take me up on that offer sometime, before helping himself to another bite of food and asking me about my plans for the holiday weekend. I swung my legs as we chatted, my sandals dangling precariously from my toes, Ashley taking longer than she said she would. I was midway telling him about the dirty weekend I had planned with one of my regular fuck buddies, leaving out the part about him being married, of course, when I caught Chris staring up my dress at my panties, red and lacy and sheer. I guess the hem had ridden up where I'd been swinging my legs, and I'd been flashing him that view the whole time. At first, he didn't even notice that I'd stopped talking and was just sitting there watching him. But he knew that he was caught when I finally closed my legs and his gaze flicked back up to my face, registering the smug, shit-eating grin written all over it. I smirked at him, setting my food aside and playfully calling him out. Crossing my legs, leaning back and putting him on the spot. Calling him a dirty boy, and asking if he'd been perving on me that whole time. Wondering what Ashley would have to say if I were to call her in and tell her what he'd been doing. I made a pretense of tugging the hem of my dress down, pretending to cover myself up while he apologized sheepishly, waving it aside and winking at him playfully, telling him not to worry about it, that it could be our little secret. And then leaning forward to fix my sandals, making sure to squeeze my breasts together and emphasize my cleavage in that low-cut dress, threatening to send them spilling out over the top of it and watching his eyes widen and fall to my chest straight away. Oh, I laughed at him this time, grinning and telling him that he's too easy. When he finally managed to drag his attention back up to my face, of course, my eyes sparkling mischievously as I uncrossed and recrossed my legs in front of him, flashing him again ever so briefly as I got comfy, and only half joking that he was welcome to stare at my dress or at my tits any time that he liked, but that he should probably be a little less obvious about it when Ashley's around. I waited until he'd taken another mouthful of food before casually asking if he thought that red lace suited me, or if he would have picked out a different color or style of panties for me to wear. He was still coughing when Ashley joined us, wondering what I was laughing about and greeting him with a kiss. I grinned and told her that I'd been scandalizing him with my plans for the weekend, saying that I'd been trying to convince him to leave her at home and come along with me, but no luck yet. Teasing that he prefers her bony ass to my juicy round one, and getting a playful, "And don't you forget it, bitch," from her in response. He stuck around until we'd finished at the office, heading home with Ashley just after midnight. And I was as good as my word, telling her as I gave Chris a quick hug goodnight in the parking lot that he deserved a nice, sloppy blowjob for being a good boy and bringing us dinner. Grinning as I felt his cock twitch and raising my voice theatrically as I turned and walked over to my car, telling him to call me if he ever changed his mind about joining me that weekend. I even sent him a selfie when I got home, wanting to tease him a little more, still in that playful, flirty kind of mood. A picture of me wearing only those red lace panties and the matching bra, my ass cheeks barely covered by the material and clearly visible in the mirror behind me. I said that I thought he might appreciate a closer look, given that I'd interrupted him earlier, adding that I hoped my date would enjoy seeing me in my underwear just as much as he had, and asking if Ashley had gotten around to giving him that blowjob yet, telling him to give her my love and ending the message with a winking and devil emoji. I had second thoughts about having sent it, almost as soon as it was gone. I mean, sure, he'd seen me in a bikini before, even left some cheeky comments on my vacation photos, and Ashley knew that we'd exchanged jokey messages every now and then, so I was sure I could explain it away as just another tease if she ever saw it. But this felt different, almost as though I'd crossed some kind of boundary. It'd been impulsive, and I was excited, eager to find out just how he'd react. He didn't respond until that Sunday, and I saw his message in between rounds with my fuck buddy, while the latter was in the other room, FaceTiming his wife, lying about how he hated not being with her and the kids that weekend, having come in my ass for the second time that afternoon, not 10 minutes earlier. Chris opened with a heart eyes emoji and a wow, saying that I looked great, and that Ashley sent her love, but that he'd had to hide my message from her. No blowjob yet, either. He joked that he might have to use my picture for inspiration until he could take me up on my offer to take care of it for him, if I wasn't too worn out by the time I got back. He ended by writing, cute but, followed by a winking emoji and a peach. And I messaged him back immediately, saying, too bad, and snapping another selfie for him, of me laying back on the bed and gazing sultrily into the camera, a strategically placed bedsheet clutched tight to my chest, barely covering my breasts, my nipples hard and visible through the cotton, my hair a mess, and a post-coital glow still evident on my cheeks. My cleavage was insane, and I made sure to include the open box of condoms and a bottle of anal lube on the bedside table in the background. I hit send, calling it extra inspiration, and telling him to enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend, touching myself as I pictured him jerking off for me at home while waiting for my date to finish up with his wife so he could come fuck me through the bed again. It was a few weeks until we saw each other again after that, but we continued to exchange messages in the meantime. Our flirting quickly moving from playful and teasing to downright sexual, sending pictures and videos that we had no chance of ever explaining away. I had fun messaging him when I knew that he was with her, late at night or when they'd gone out for lunch together, imagining him tilting his phone away from her when he saw who the message was from, and having fun sending him videos from my bedroom and pictures of what I was wearing underneath my work clothes that day. It even started to affect how he acted when we were around Ashley and the others. I got him so worked up one Thursday night, after I'd convinced him to join us for drinks after work, maneuvering things so that I ended up in his lap in the booth, and knowing Ashley would be too lazy to swap places. Grinding my ass back and forth in his lap while he acted innocent and laughed along with the conversation. Feeling him growing hard underneath me. Doing my best to keep teasing him. Wiggling around and flashing him knowing looks. And then feeling him throb and pulse with excitement when I joked with Ash that it felt like he was poking me in the bum with something. Everyone laughed, but nobody took it seriously, and I just ground myself against him even harder, smirking as he squeezed my thigh and tried not to come in his pants. I swear, I was so goddamn jealous when I learned that he'd used that boner on her when they got home. She actually told me about it at lunch on Friday, how it'd been unexpected and passionate, how he'd been so much rougher with her than usual, just throwing her around and fucking her with such urgency and intensity, using her and taking her like when they were first dating. I think I actually hated her in that moment. It should have been me that he'd been fucking like that. And she could have at least had the decency to thank me. I teased him about it when I'd messaged him that night, calling him a stud and telling him that Ash had been bragging about him all afternoon. He responded with some flirty bravado, saying that he'd been feeling particularly inspired that night for some reason, and that it was almost as though someone had kept him worked up all evening, and that he'd ended up taking it out on Ashley when they'd gotten home. Not that he'd been thinking about her while they were fucking, though. I grinned when I read that last part, one hand between my legs as I wrote that he should come out with us again next Friday because, who knows, maybe someone would inspire him again before the end of the night. And that's what happened. The two of us playing footsie under the table while we laughed and made conversation with his wife and the others. My foot in his lap, toes teasing his cock through his trousers, keeping him hard all evening, and my pussy dripping wet beneath my skirt. We carried on like that whenever we saw each other, getting each other worked up and horny. Him going home to fuck Ashley's brains out, and me calling one of my fuck buddies to come join me, or else going home and masturbating, thinking about him. Of course, Ashley was particularly gushing about their sex life. It seems that I'd rejuvenated it, spicing things up after years of boredom and sex on a schedule. She just never quite put two and two together that he would always fuck her like crazy after he'd been around me, though. That I was teasing and tormenting him right under her nose. That we were sexing each other while he was tucked up in bed with her. That he'd even recorded himself jerking off to one of my messages while she was lying asleep right next to him. I think he'd compartmentalized it, convincing himself that we weren't really cheating, that it was just fooling around, skirting the edges, a bit of fun and nothing more. Yes, it was inappropriate, but nobody was getting hurt. Ashley was the one sharing his bed at night. Ashley was the one coming all over his cock. And Ashley was the one who kept raving about him to her friends. Who cared if he was thinking about me while he was fucking her? Who cared if he was sexting me behind her back? That wasn't really cheating either. I think we both knew we'd end up fucking eventually, though. The happy day came towards the end of the summer. They'd invited a few friends and co-workers over for a garden party at their place. Their kids were still at camp, and they had the place to themselves. Everyone was outside by the pool, just chatting and having fun. I mostly ignored him that afternoon, trying to wind him up and make him jealous, talking to other people instead and flirting with one of his co-workers right in front of him. Even getting the guy's number, despite having no intention of ever actually calling him. It was petty of me, sure. But it worked. He couldn't take his eyes off of me all afternoon. Checking me out, trying to sneak glimpses down the front of my sundress when he realized that I wasn't wearing a bra. Coming over to say hi to my colleagues Jody and Shazia just so that he could join our group. Eager for some attention, too, like a needy little puppy. The party went on into the evening, the sky darkening and the pool lights turning on. Only a few people leaving early. We could hear the neighbors outside as well, and it just seemed like everyone was in a good mood that night. I noticed Chris was heading into the house so that he could answer a call for work at one point. And I slipped away from the others unnoticed, recognizing my opportunity and following him inside. I could hear him talking in the living room and chose to wait for him in the den, knowing that he'd pass by it on the way back outside. I left the door ajar and switched on the floor lamp off to the side, affording the room just a little illumination. I heard his footsteps on the floorboards in the hallway, heard him stop outside the door, and saw him peek inside. Spotting me standing there, posed seductively at the foot of the pool table, smiling coyly at him as he stepped into the room. I apologized for snooping, telling him that I just couldn't resist having a look around the place. Leaning back and resting my ass against the table, running my hands along a wooden rail and crossing my legs, saying that it'd been ages since I played, and asking if he fancied a quickie while neither of us were being missed. He picked up on the double entendre, grinning almost predatorily as he walked over to join me, the lust evident in his eyes. I wasn't quite done teasing him yet, though. Slipping away as he stopped in front of me and made to lean in to kiss me. Smiling at him over my shoulder and asking him to rack the balls while he stood there momentarily confused. Checking out his butt while he set up the table and winking at him when he caught me staring. Then chalking the cue and blowing on the tip provocatively when I told him that I'd break. Honestly, that whole scene was just too perfect. His wife outside laughing with the others while we were all alone together. Both of us aware that there was no way in hell that we'd be leaving that room without getting up to no good first. I walked to the head of the table, bending over to strike the cue ball, sinking one purely by chance, and grinning at him as I straightened up, strutting around the table to pot the next in the left middle pocket while he was staring at my ass, sinking another from the same position, before missing the next shot by the narrowest of margins, while I mesmerized him with my boobs, hanging down under my dress while I was bent over facing him, giving him a clear view right down the front of it. I taunted him when we traded places, trying to put him off, booing playfully and urging him to miss as he sank ball after ball, showing off and not going easy on me, the spoiled sport. I finally managed to distract him on the 7-ball, stepping into view while he was lining up his shot, bending from the waist and reaching up under my dress, slipping my panties off right there in front of him, peeling them down my legs as he took the shot. And he missed, his eyes wide as I smirked at him and waltzed back over to the table, saying, "Bad luck," and asking him to hold on to them for me as we passed, bending over and sticking my ass out again, wriggling it invitingly for him, spreading my legs wide and shifting my weight from side to side, pretending to be lining up my next shot, but not really focused on the ball at all. The hem of my dress just barely covering my ass cheeks, the material stretched tight and doing nothing to hide my curves. I could tell when he couldn't take the teasing anymore. I felt him move up behind me, felt his hands running over my thighs and my ass, squeezing my cheeks, felt him press himself to me as he lifted the cue out of my grip and set it down on the table. His cock was so fucking hard already, throbbing against me as we stood there, pressed together. Me, bent over, head down, ass up, grinding myself back against him, his hands on my hips, gripping me tight, holding me in place as he dry-humped me, not wanting to break contact even for an instant. I let him touch me, let him explore, his hands all over me, exposing me, lifting my dress, hearing him moan out a lusty, needy fuck as he unveiled me, laying eyes on my pussy at last, my juices glistening on my folds, already marking the front of his jeans. I was so goddamn wet for him after denying myself all day, waiting for this moment. He spanked me, surprising me, making me jump and leaving a handprint on my cheek, marking my body and laying claim to it, giving me another squeeze before spanking me again, even harder this time, making me moan. He reached forward to pull the top of my dress down, cupping my tits and pressing them together, squeezing them hard, kissing my neck as he played with them, grinding himself against me and thumbing my nipples, making me moan even louder, finally losing control when I started to beg him to fuck me, when I told him that I needed to feel him inside me, that I wanted him to fuck me right there on the table, where we could watch his wife through the window, that I wanted to feel him coming inside me, filling my pussy while she was outside entertaining the others. I practically ripped his jeans down in an effort to free his cock, growling in my ear, spitting on his hand, rubbing his saliva into my pussy and working a couple of fingers into me to satisfy himself that I was wet enough, before spitting again and lubing himself up this time. I stretched my arms out on the table, bracing myself and looking straight ahead, grinning to myself when I spotted Ashley by the pool, blissfully unaware of what her hubby was doing with me in their house, the lighting too dim for anyone to see us in there. Chris lined us up, pressing the head of his cock to my opening and burying himself inside me without a second thought, just filling me with his length and stretching me around him, the two of us swearing in unison, me clawing at the table as I struggled to take him all in one go, his cock filling me so completely, almost as though it'd been made for me. And then, starting to fuck, my pussy clinging to him so tightly as he pulled back, welcoming him deeper as he thrust inside, my cunt molded to him, so warm and wet and tight around him, my juices glistening on his length as he fucked me harder and harder, building up speed now, no taking his time or being gentle with me, just fucking me and using me, taking out his frustrations on me, punishing me for being such a slutty little tease for so long, fucking me urgently, hot and sweaty and frantic, just pulling me into him and impaling me, pounding into me from behind, filling me with his cock, over and over and over, my ass clapping, my tits swinging, his balls slapping against my clit each time that he buried himself inside me, fucking me like an animal, the kind of sex where you just both need to come as quickly as you possibly can, the kind where nothing else matters, I slammed my ass back to meet him every single time, helping him fuck me as hard and as deep as he possibly could, loving the fact that he was inside me at last, loving how intense the whole situation was, the idea that someone could catch us at any moment, the idea that Ashley could catch us, and he just didn't care. He needed my pussy too badly. It made the whole thing so much hotter for me, and I never took my eyes off her for a moment, watching her the whole time as I struggled not to make too much noise, creaming all over her husband's cock, moaning my pleasure into the room, and sending the balls rolling all over the place as I kept trying to brace myself against his thrusts, one leg up on the table now, opening myself up wider for him, his cock still slamming into me, unrelenting, my orgasm so close, the sounds of our coupling echoing off the walls, the scent of my pussy in the air, competing with my perfume and our perspiration. Chris had one hand between my legs, strumming my clit while he pounded away, the other clamped over my mouth, silencing me and pulling my head back, lifting me off the table and using me for leverage so that he could fuck me even harder. Our flesh clapping so loud now, my tits were swinging even more wildly. I warned him that I was going to come, begging him to keep going, to keep fucking me, just like that. I came hard, looking out of the window at Ashley laughing and smiling at something Shazi had said, moaning and gasping and sucking down air as my orgasm overtook me, practically biting my own arm off in an attempt to stop myself from squealing, writhing about underneath him, stirring my hips and still throwing my ass back as Chris kept fucking me, squeezing his cock inside me as I came all over it, extracting every last ounce of pleasure that I could from that orgasm. And he couldn't even keep his voice down. He moaned out and, oh fuck, that anyone standing in the kitchen would have heard. My orgasm hastening his tempo increasing, his hands finding my hips again, fingers digging into my flesh as he let out a primal moan, exploding inside me with a grunt and filling my cunt with shot after shot of his white, sticky, hot cum, his cock throbbing and pulsing as he tried to bury it as deep as he could, collapsing on top of me, breathing hard and kissing my back, slowly coming back to his senses. We stood there, enjoying the afterglow of our coupling, his cock still throbbing inside me, my pussy still squeezing around him, until we heard a noise in the hallway and voices coming from the kitchen. We scrambled to make ourselves decent. I had just enough time to fix my dress and stuff my panties down the back of the sofa when Jody and a couple of the others stuck their heads around the door, wondering where we'd gotten to. We pretended to have been playing pool the whole time, setting up for another game and asking if they wanted to join us, while his cum was running down my inner thigh. I managed to excuse myself and go get cleaned up, exchanging a look with him as I left the room and spending the rest of the night outside with his wife. I messaged him when I got home, writing simply, "Wow," and that I couldn't wait to do that again sometime. And he replied, saying the same. I honestly thought that we'd gotten away with it, that we'd been alone in the house and that nobody'd seen us. But I was wrong. Jody cornered me at work on Monday, admitting that she'd seen the two of us, explaining that she'd gone inside to use the bathroom and heard a noise from the hallway. The sound of the balls scattering all over the place as I tried to brace myself. She'd only intended to come say hi, but when she'd seen who it was and what we were doing, she ended up watching the two of us through the crack in the door, seeing me coming all over his cock before hearing him lose control and finish inside me. She tried to warn us when she'd spotted the others in the kitchen, making a noise in the hallway and stalling them for as long as she could so that we could make ourselves decent. I thanked her for the assist, admitting that it'd been our first time, but that we'd been sexting each other for months when she'd asked. She promised not to say anything, confessing that she'd had her eyes on Chris too, and even volunteering to keep Ashley busy at work if he and I ever needed to get her out of the way sometime. I thanked her again, promising to take her up on the offer and telling her about some of the other shit that he and I had gotten up to. He joined us all for drinks again that Friday, slipping his hand right down the front of my pants while he and I were standing at the bar ordering another round, whispering how much he needed to feel me again and saying that he'd been thinking about me all week. I ended up sharing an Uber with him and Ashley that night, my place only a couple blocks from theirs, and Ash nodding off in the car. She's always been a lightweight. I helped her to bed while Chris paid their babysitter and made coffee for the two of us, grinning at him as I slinked into the kitchen, walking over and promptly dropping to my knees to suck him off right there against the counter, telling him that I'd been waiting months to do that. He ate me out on the kitchen table, and we ended up fucking in the den again, me riding him on the sofa and stifling my moans in the cushions so as not to wake the kids, Ashley too out of it to worry about. We finished the night naked, with me on my back, legs hooked over his shoulders and my pussy dripping with two loads of his cum. I even got to retrieve my panties from down the back of the sofa before I left. Inviting him over to my place on Sunday, while Ash took the kids to soccer practice, ending up swallowing his cum as soon as he was through the door and leading him to bed so that I could sit on his face and ride him like crazy before letting him go. We've been hooking up every couple of weeks or so ever since, usually when he tells her that he's going to the gym or while she's busy with the kids. Jody helping me out a couple of times as well. I know that she can't wait to join us this weekend. It's his 13th wedding anniversary next week, and I figured, what better way for him to celebrate it than with a threesome? It's gonna be a surprise. But I swear, when Jody and I are finished with him, he won't be able to walk straight for a week. We're gonna send him back home to Ashley, drained, exhausted, and still covered in our cum. And I, for one, can't wait. Mmm.